Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God for everything. You know what I've just been up here doing? Some monikers for the Global Vision for Living Today show. Hello. Hello. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God from whom all blessings flow. Welcome to the show this morning. I'm so happy to have you here. I see some of you are just scrambling to get here. On this beautiful day, it's a beautiful day if you've woken up in your right mind. And whether you're not in your right mind or not, it's still okay to join us today at the Global Vision for Living Today. You know, our topic is God Rules the Universe 2023 Convention and Conference coming July 20, 21st, and 22nd. You know, so much has happened in the world that people are just losing it. You know, they're saying there's no God. You know, they started that in the 60s with the so-called hippie revolution. There's no God, and we can do our own thing because there's no God. We can pretend and act like we want to because there is no God. We can do all things in our own strength because there is no God. But we have proven it. And we're still proving that God rules the universe through his word and, of course, through those that he has created. Welcome again. Mankind is in a mess. They have tried for centuries to live on their own accord. But according to Jeremiah 10:23, King James Version, that's that 10th chapter, 23rd verse, they cannot direct their own steps. The Creator God has shown man the way, but in putting Satan first in their lives, we see and they see tragic consequences that continue to stalk them day and night and night and day. Truly, there is no peace for the wicked, the Bible says. But in this conference scheduled for July 20th, 21st, and 22nd, you're going to find out that not only does God rule the universe, but why he rules it and why he is the one to rule it. And, of course, your position as a human being in it, what you should be doing. So I'm going to welcome our co-host, Colonel William Harrison, Dr. Harrison, as he calls himself. Dr. Harrison, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Dr. Capuchina, and listening audience. All is well, doing well, all is well on the East Coast. Pray that all is well with you and others.
Thank you so very much. Can you come up to the phone? I can barely hear you, and I'm pretty sure others can, and they want to hear what thus saith the Lord through you. God rules the universe.
Sure.
That's a very interesting topic, and really we can almost see why man is in a mess. He's trying to operate in his own wisdom in God's universe. He's trying to run the show through his own strength in God's universe. He's trying to do all things not through God but through himself. Oh, yes. We are in a mess, but one thing about it, hallelujah, God has not abandoned us. He's made sure that we as mankind have everything we need to survive. We didn't make nothing. We didn't create anything. And, of course, if we didn't create our own selves, we honestly do not know how to direct our own steps. So as it stands right now, this convention conference is so necessary because there's still people walking about that don't even know God. Some are not thinking about God. How can we talk about a God ruling the universe to people that don't even know him? And like my daddy used to say, if you love God, prove it. Prove it. You know, Mansell, I love her. He's buying the cars, jewelry, homes, taking care of her, making sure the bills are paid. Well, come on, step up. I'm talking to you, man. Now, you so big and bad, you can't outgive God. Old women in the church used to say you can't be God-given. So God rules the universe. 2023 convention and conference is really to be anticipated. People are saying, well, you know, you can't say nothing new that don't nobody know nothing about. But you know what the Bible says? You can't pour new wine in old wineskins. Well, some of you old wineskins out there listening, wake up and hear. You listen, that's fine, but wake up and hear that God rules the universe. And we want to know what, since the Bible says God created the heavens and the earth, that makes up the universe. 1 + 1 = 2, the universe. God created heaven and earth. So we're going to be talking and sharing and inculcating the word of God. We're going to look up. We're going to look down. We're going to look all around and see God's handiwork as an excuse and a reason to serve him. I surely want to know more about a God that rules the universe because I'm a part. I'm a crucial part of the universe, my little speck in a vast, vast, there is no end to heaven, in a vast space called heaven. I want to know, well, why is this God so interested in ruling the universe? Colonel Harrison, come on now, jump in there. Talk to us. God rules the universe, but why? What is he ruling it for?
God ruled the universe, Dr. Capitina, listening audience, because he is the creator. We find in the very first book of the traditional so-called Christian Bible, in Genesis chapter 1, it tells us about the creation. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth, and it tells us that nothing exists, and the earth was a form of void, and darkness was upon the face of deep. God said, let there be light. God spoke everything into existence. He's the creator. God, Jehovah, the Psalm 83:18, God. Man didn't create nothing. Man did not exist. God is a holy, a superior, supernatural, intelligent being who is the maker of heaven and earth. And so that is a fact. It is written. And so we have to believe that which existed before we did. We believe we came from a certain woman who was our mother, a certain man who was our father. Why can't we believe there was one named God, Jehovah, the Psalm 83:18, God?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? Some have been calling from yesterday all the way into early this morning about a funeral that took place, and no one understood who you were. Said everybody got quiet. Well, don't get quiet, because since we know God rules the universe, you've got to find out what your part is, what your share is, what you're supposed to be doing. Bishop Mim said the dead can't serve God. And I used to say, why are you saying that? Where are you getting all these quotes from? He said, because sometime I come out of my office and I'm looking over the congregation. All of them sitting dead. When they walk out, dead. When they drive in their car, dead. When they go into the house, dead. Is that what God wants? Is that what he wants? And I would start laughing. God rules the universe because he has a plan for the universe. Most of us wake up every morning, ain't got no plan. Maybe have man's plan. Or I got to do what Suzy Q say. You know what? If God is all that and more, why did he create the universe with us in it? What plan did God have for us? The Bible said God does nothing for rot. So, Colonel Harrison, since God rules the universe, he's the master ruler, what does he have in mind for us as humans that he created? Why would he need that? Why would a wise God sit high, look low? Why would a wise God need creatures made out of flesh and blood? Oh, my God, what was he thinking? What did he do all of this for? Colonel Harrison, come on now. You're a minister. You're a minister. Talk to us. What did he do that for? Why would he need it? What does the Bible say about for God? What so what the world? Why would he want to create us?
God created mankind in his image and his likeness, and it is recorded in the Bible that God created mankind to and for his pleasure, to glorify him in the earth, in the universe, that which he has created, and to give mankind charge over that which he had created. And so that's what the Bible teaches. That's what I believe. That's what I found to be true through my life experiences. I wasn't always a believer. Earlier years as a child went to church, but later I became an adult. I grew to an understanding through my reading and studying of the Bible and my life experiences. It led me to believe there is a supernatural being that's greater than mankind. And so God created mankind to and for his pleasure to glorify him in the earth, in the universe.
Well, you know, the Bible says also that for God so loved the world, for God so loved the world that he sent. Jesus had some say, but the Bible says that God so loved the world that he sent his son. He sent. He put him on a mission. And most of us ain't on no mission. Oh, I love God. I need God. I want God in my life. Well, what is your mission? You going to worship the creation above the creator? You and me and you and me was created for more than the honoring of the on the down low self-worship of ourselves. No, we ain't done nothing. All we've done was something that was written in the book, ancestor here, then the next ancestor, ain't done nothing about nothing. Thing we've done is because someone else had paved the way before we was even born. God rules the universe because the scripture says he so loved the world. Here we are. What are some of the things, Colonel Harrison, that we should be doing to show God that we love him, since we know he rules the universe? And that's what this convention is all about. If you don't love God, you're not going to do nothing for God. You're not going to honor his rulership. You're not going to think of him as someone that has charge over your breath of life. We're not going to do that. But this God Rules the Universe convention, it's going to put me and you and the rest of mankind in their place. He has a job. He has a job. The Bible says he does not do nothing for naught. God has a plan. He ruling the universe, he got a plan. What is the plan of God, Colonel Harrison, for our lives since we're in this universe? And he created us according to Genesis. According to Genesis, the entire chapter. I won't even stop with the scripture. He created heaven and earth. Colonel Harrison, what is our job, knowing we're under God's rulership and his creatorship?
Our job, as we begin from a very understanding principle, in the Bible that teaches that we should love God first, because God is creator. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, and soul. And second unto it, love thy neighbor as thyself. So once we understand the teachings, because God is love, once we understand who God, Jehovah, Psalm 83:18, God is, then God expects us to do good works, to tell other people about him who does not know who he is, and tell them also about his son Jesus, the John 3:16, Son of God. And so we are to do good works. We are to be obedient to God, and we are to serve God.
Okay, if a person says, well, okay, you're telling me I need to serve God, how does a person serve God? Let's break that down. Perhaps there's some that don't understand that. Now, we're not going to give our whole convention tips, news, and ideas and advice away. But can you answer that, Colonel Harrison?
Yes, we serve God by helping others. They're the people that the poor, the downtrodden, those who can't help themselves. Their fellow brothers and sisters in Christ might need clothes, might need food, might need shelter. All of that is part of humanity, compassion that God expects mankind to have for one another. And those kinds of things he expects those of us who are in better shape than others to do, feed the homeless, to teach people the word of God so they'll get to know who God is, and also be a living example so people can see that there's something special and different and unique about us that's different than the rest of the people in the world. So through example, through helping others, and through teaching who God is to others, all of that makes up part and partial service to God and service to mankind on behalf of God.
Well, something is saying, you know, I can't see this God. I can't hear this God. Do I really have to open the Bible up and read and learn and hope in this God? I really, and deep down in my heart, I don't believe there's a God. How would you answer that, Colonel Harrison?
I'll give a scripture in my first response. If you look in the Bible, Psalm number 14, and the very first verse says, "A fool saith in his heart, there's no God." The Bible says that. If I don't believe there's a God, or anyone else doesn't believe there's a God, God has written in that psalm by King David, who lived in the 9th century, that person is a fool, meaning they're uninformed, they're unaware, and they're speaking out of ignorance, and people should not. We should do our homework, do our research, because there's a God. We can't see the air that we breathe, but we need it to sustain our life and life form. So because we don't see something doesn't mean that it doesn't exist and that it's not real. The Bible teaches that we should walk by faith, believe and trust in God, and not by sight. Our eyesight can deceive us sometimes. Some things we see can also deceive us. So you can't believe everything you see. You have to walk by faith through the Spirit of God that exists in mankind.
Well, that sounds like a lot of work, but since God rules the universe, and we're going to hear more about this at this 2023 convention and conference, we advise, we admonish you, the listening audience, to make sure that you're going to be somewhere in the audience. We're going to offer in person as well as virtual so that everyone can have an opportunity to know how and why God rules the universe and what he expects of his creatures here on earth. We're not going to be playing with you. We are going to make sure that upon this earth, you have an opportunity to get in line once and for all, not just talking about God, but looking and listening and being able to have a part in this conference, right from your home, and then, of course, in person. But we have Georgia Gregory here with us today. She's the executive team of our God Rules the Universe convention, and we want to hear from her. Georgia Gregory, you want to say hello? You want to say a word?
I just wanted to say hello. Good morning to Dr. Copertino and the Reverend. And that's all I have to say today. Thank you.
Okay, now, she's going to be in this God Rules the Universe 2023 convention. Colonel Harrison, why is it so important in our day that people heed the word of God? Why is it so important that once and for all we not only listen to but do the will of God? Why is it so important in our day and time now, seeing that the world is upside down and in a mess? Why is it so important? Does our life depend on this God who rules the universe?
Yes, it does, Dr. Copertino. Good morning, Ms. George Gregory. Yes, our life
Good
depends
morning.
On the essence of being obedient to God's holy words. As anything else, whether it's a grade school, whether it's middle school, whether it's high school or secondary school or college or whatever, instructions are given, instructions are taught through courses, and the courses are written. The Bible has written instructions. The traditional King James Bible printed in 1611. It has 66 books in it. And there you'll find instructions from the beginning of the world until the end of the world, from Genesis to Revelation, where God lays out the plan for mankind, man and woman, how he expects us to live, how he expects us to be obedient to his holy words. We follow those instructions. We live a life that is pleasant, that is safe, that is enjoyable, and that has very little fear. So people don't want to align themselves for whatever reason with the instructions that are in the Bible. And so it's like a blueprint. You can't build a building without having a schematic of the blueprint of what the building's going to look like. It's foundations and rooms and the dimensions and how large it's going to be. The Bible lays all these things out. And the first 39 books talk about various stories and people that lived before our time and how some were obedient and followed the instructions, how some was disobedient and God cut them off. So as for me and my house, I've learned to follow the instructions of God, and I've found it has benefited me.
Well, you know what? That sounds good, and it's going to benefit others that are interested in why God rules the universe. Some are saying, you know what? Now, when I was putting this together for a presentation, getting ready for this upcoming convention and conference, they were saying, well, if God rules the universe, well, I don't see no proof that he's doing it. Why is it so messed up? Why are people acting like they don't know that there is a God that rules the universe? What are we supposed to do with this knowledge of God ruling the universe? Why things is jacked up like they are if this God is ruling the universe? I thought a ruler was one that puts an edict out and he enforces that. I don't see that. Oh, I got to read the Bible? What am I supposed to get knowing that God rules the universe? Colonel Harrison, I know you've had people come up to you and say, oh, well, you know, God is this and God is that and he's this great God. Why is there so much suffering? Why don't he put an end to hunger? Why don't he do something about all the crime on earth? Why is he sitting high and looking low? What would you tell a person that questions God's sovereignty while we're also admonished to love God with your whole soul, mind, spirit? And what can you tell a person that looks around and says, it sure don't look like God is ruling nothing here? Look at all this death. Look at all this sickness. Look at all this homelessness. How would you talk to a person with that mentality?
I would explain, and I would invite them to come to sit under Bible instructions. We go back to the end of the first book, Genesis chapter 2, at the very end, the 6 days when God had created everything, the heaven and earth and everything that dwells therein. God said it is very good, everything that he had created. And then he created the man on the 6th day and made woman on the 6th day, and he placed them in a place called the garden, and everything they needed was provided for them. And then they made wrong choices. God created that transgressed, that violated God's rules, that God told them certain instructions and certain things not to do within that garden, and they went against that. And because of that, things went awry. Things became very complex, very difficult, very confused in the world. God created mankind with free will, that we can have the right to choose whether we want to be obedient to God's instruction in the Bible or whether we don't want to be obedient to God's instruction in the Bible. And so therein lies the problem. Most people choose to do what they want to do. They want to lean into their own understanding. I've learned to follow instructions. When I was on the job, I followed instructions. Those have jobs have to follow instruction. God gives us instruction. We follow instruction, God will bless us. And that means God will give us favor. We don't follow instruction, then you're going to have the other problem. There are two kingdoms. Now, there's the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. So we have to decide which kingdom we're going to be obedient to and which God we're going to serve. Are we going to serve God, Jehovah, or are we going to serve the other ruler of this world, the prince of darkness called Satan?
Oh, my God. You know what? I was hoping you would mention Satan's name, because we can't put it all on Adam. We can't put it all on Eve. We got to put it right where it is. An adversary of God slithered around, the same adversary that was put in charge of the heavens up under God, named Satan the devil, named Lucifer. So let's put this right where it should go. Lucifer, the scripture says, he appeared in the garden, and he utterly deceived the woman. But the man, he knew better than that. The man, and we know how to identify man with his body parts. The man did not obey and do what Jehovah God said do. Bible says he walked for centuries after creation with God in the garden, naked, no clothes, but someone came about, none other than Satan. Let's put the blame where it should be put. Man decided to rebel against his creator, and this is the shape we in. So I'm not looking but no a whipping stick like my father used to call it. Put it like it is. Put Satan the devil in the midst of that, because the Bible says that. First three chapters, read it for yourself, Genesis. The devil came through there. Satan came through there in the form of a snake and convinced the first human pair that, oh, no, is that really what he said? He convinced the first human pair to go against God. That's the shape we're in now. And right now to this day, centuries, almost 6,000 years ago, here we are in worse shape today than they are. This is an inhabited earth we're walking on. Satan did not have an inhabited earth. He had a place called Eden and two people in it. Gorgeous, beautiful, strong, promised eternal, everlasting life. They went against God, and this is what we see today. No change, nothing. People that have decided, well, you know, I understand that he created heaven and earth. Look at what's walking on the earth today, thousands of years. So you know, we just can't just, you know, throw it all on Adam and Eve. Put it where it is. Unmask Satan. Uncover his footprint. Bishop Mann said. Satan the devil came through, and right now in the lives of many, Satan is not dead. Satan is not dead. He's still pulling some strings, not as strong as back then. But God rules the universe, and back then, Satan was jealous and mad. Just look at any institution on its way to hell. Satan is behind that. Satan was jealous of God. He didn't want to walk there and be a help. He wanted to be God. But God rules the universe. 2023 convention and conference is going to be talking principally about this thing between these two rulers, Satan and God. God versus Satan. Oh, you've got to be there. Tune in next week. We're going to have more information for you about this conference, how you can volunteer, and if you need anything to help you get there, we're going to find out some kind of way to help you, because God does rule the universe, and we need to know what we should be doing. Now, I don't think you're going to keep hearing our voice day after day. You got to do something. The battle lines are drawn. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in to the Global Vision for Living Today's show. We hope something has been said to put you on the path of God and under his rulership. In the name of Jesus. See you next week. Have a great weekend. Have a great holiday weekend.